As always, go Bombers.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It will be Salem Springs ball to start this second quarter as Mount Holmes up 30-3. What a start.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Here is Jones with it. Gives over on the right side to Kenley Moore, who just checked in a moment ago. Now ball goes down on the low block to Pilcher, who also checked in. Addison Pilcher. Now ball goes to Ellis. She's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. A little strong, and the rebound's controlled by Fossens.
Good rebound there by Livy.
Rittenberg with it on the right side. Gives up top to Williams. Over on the left side to Yonkers. Down the corner to Husky. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Jones. She's quickly into the front court. Ball goes to Moore. That's Kenley Moore. Now over to Jones. Jones will take the screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Fossens. She'll give it to Yonkers, who's quickly into the front court.
Good pass.
Throws it to Williams. Now to Rittenberg. Rittenberg dribbles into lane. She's going up for the runner. Almost went in, but fell out, and Ellis gets the rebound for the Lady Panthers. We're a minute into the second quarter. 30-3, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes over on the left side to Emily Sears, who checked in a moment ago. Now Ellis gives over to Jones on the right side. Jones will dribble to the low block. Now kicks it out to Sears. Sears will dribble out to the right wing. Over it goes to Kenley Moore. Kenley Moore will dribble to the right wing. Thought about three, now instead throws it out to Jones. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Jones will dribble to the left side. She's going to give it. I don't think they even realized we'll have a little time, and there's the shot clock violation. They weren't even keeping track.
Keep shooting.
Lake and Moore and Whitten Coleman coming in for Mount Home, replacing Parker Husky and Jayla Yonkers.
That's already 7 turnovers for Salem Springs to 0 for Mountain Home.
Yeah, that's got to be a good feeling when you seal everything off and then they don't even realize how much.
Yeah, they never got the ball really inside the three-point line, did they?
No. Well, they drove once, I think, but they didn't find anything. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Salem Springs. It'll be Mountain Home ball on the far sideline with 6:16 left in the half. Lady Bombers up by 27. Inbound pass goes to Coleman. She'll give it to Rittenberg. Rittenberg dribbles on the left side, up top to Moore. Lake and Moore, that is. She's going to dribble to the right elbow, pull up for the jumper, no good. And the rebound is chased down by Sears.
Yeah, Lake and kind of fell away on that shot. It was a good-looking shot. I think she might have had the straight-line drive. See if she does that next time.
Jones with it up top. She's going to dribble to the low block, going in for the runner. Won't go. Rebound's knocked around, and Jones gets her own rebound. She'll dribble out to the top, throws it in the left corner to Sears. I'm sorry, Pilcher has the ball knocked away, and Rittenberg is fighting for the ball, but she's going to run out of real estate, and they're going to call her for out of bounds.
Yeah, Bailey, good hands right there. Knocked the ball loose, tried to dive on the ball, just had a hand or something on the sideline as she touched the ball.
Yeah. Pilcher inbounds it to Jones in the backcourt. She'll get it back across the timeline. Mount Holman, a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the left side to Sears. She's trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she'll give it back to Jones. She has it on the wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Rittenberg. She'll get into the front court to Coleman. Coleman is going to find Williams on the low block. Kicks it out to Lake and Moore. She's going to try for the three on the left side. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Sears.
Got to love the passing, though, for the Lady Bombers. Sarah Williams, great kick-out pass. Wide open three. You'll take that every single time. That was a walk move.
Yeah, Kenley Moore goes in for the layup. Can't get it to go. And the rebound's controlled by Williams. She gives it to Lake and Moore, who's quickly going in for the layup. It won't go. Fossens is there for the offensive rebound. And the putback won't go either. And this time the rebound controlled by Kenley Moore.
Yeah, Mountain Home just can't get shots to fall. We're stuck on this 30 number for a little while.
I know. Kenley Moore will give it to Jones. She has it between the circles. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one won't go either. And the rebound, it comes to Fossens.
Jones ain't scared to put some shots in the air, is she?
No, she's not. Lake and Moore with it. Gives it to Rittenberg. She gets by her defender. She's going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. Good. Good job by Bailey Rittenberg.
Yeah, get one to fall. See if we can get off this 30 number and go crazy here this rest of the second quarter.
You bet. Kenley Moore takes an inbound pass, gives it to Pilcher. Now to Jones, who gets it into the front court. Over on the right side to Ellis. Ellis is going to get by her defender, going in for the layup. A little too strong, and the rebound is chased down by Fosnes. She'll give it to Rittenberg, who quickly finds Coleman for the easy layup. Good.
Defense turning straight into offense for the Lady Bombers. Good pass ahead by Livy Fosnes to Bailey. Bailey, good job looking offside. Witten, good finish.
34-3, Mount Tom up. 3:49 left in the half. Here is Jones with it up top. She's going to dribble to the left elbow. Goes into the low block for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Coleman. Coleman goes into the front court. She's going to throw it to Williams in the left corner for the three-pointer. A little strong. And the rebound will be controlled by Kenley Moore. And Salem Springs is going to take another timeout. We'll break with 3:29 left in the half. It is Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 34-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Salem Springs taking their last 30-second timeout of the night with 3:29 left in the half, and round to home up 34-3. Salem Springs has two full timeouts left, and that's it.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
Well, it's got to be frustrating for Coach Tillery. The last part of the non-conference slate went pretty well for him. It's just he's kind of run into a buzzsaw tonight.
The competition that they have been playing is not the caliber that the Lady Bombers have seen in their non-conference,
right,
looking at their schedule. So this is what you prepare for is for this conference season. And, when you get a young team, you want to play some teams and get some wins under your belt. And,
sure.
And then, you meet teams that have good defensive pressure like this. And
well, Salem Springs throws it away again as Coleman comes up with the steal. Ball goes to Husky in the right wing. Her three-pointer will not go and sail over the backboard for the out-of-bounds call. Salem Springs will get it back with 2:56 left in the half. 34-3, Lady Bombers up. For a moment, I thought you were going to give me Tobias' answer. Ball goes on the left side to Kenley Moore, up top to Keene. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Husky.
I do my fair job of researching these teams and who they've played, and I'm trying to be kind with what's going on.
I gotcha. Lake and Moore dribbles into the lane, pulls up for the jumper. Good. She has 16 on the night. 36-3, Mountain Home up. 2:25 left in the half. Ball goes on the left side to Kenley Moore. Up top to Keene. Finds Johnson cutting into the lane for the layup. That was a good play there by
Yeah, it was. Nice little backdoor cut for Siloam.
Yeah. Ball goes down to McCarron in the paint. She's going to put up the turnaround jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by O'Brien.
That's where Anna needs to be, just a little more patient. She's got the height advantage. She turned and just straight shot it instead of just taking her time and making that bucket.
Kenley Moore's three-pointer misses everything. Coleman gets the rebound. She's back the other way, gives it to Yonkers. She's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:43 left in the half. They're going to give that foul to Jaden O'Brien. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first quarter against Salem Springs. So Jayla Yonkers at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 4 points and gets the first one here. Prettergrass checking back in for Salem Springs as she'll replace Addison Pilcher. One more free throw for Yonkers. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 38-5, our score. Mountain Home up with 1:43 left in the half. Yonkers with 6 on the night.
Trying to find some scores from around the league for us, Matt. I've been not successful so far.
Well, maybe we'll get some a little later. The ball goes to Keene in the left corner. She'll give it up top to Kenley Moore. Over on the right side, it goes to O'Brien. Cross court to Keene in the left corner. She's going to dribble inside the perimeter. Now kick it back out to Prettergast. She's going to pull up at the just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. And fight for the rebound is finally controlled by Husky. 1:13 left in the half. Ball goes to Yonkers on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up and in.
Man, that's what you love. If you just went to the line and you saw two free throws go through, you want to get down there and get the ball in your hand. And Dayla did that in rhythm, in stride, buries the three.
She's got nine on the night. 41-5 Mountain Home up right now. 55 seconds left in the half. Ball goes over on the left side to Johnson, to Keene. She's going to try for the three-pointer to answer. It won't go. And Coleman gets another rebound.
I didn't know Wynn was such a rebounding machine. She's getting a ton of rebounds tonight.
Yeah, she is. Coleman with it, throws it in the right corner to Yonkers. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one won't go. Husky chases down the offensive rebound. Her pass is knocked away, but goes right back into Husky's hands. She'll give it to Coleman. Over to Yonkers up top. And about a 1 second there between the shot clock and game clock. Ball goes to Moore. She's Lakin Moore. She's going to be tied up. It will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow. Mount Holmes is going to clear the floor except for one. Let's see who they leave in. They're going to leave Parker Husky in. They're going to bring in Aston Ferris, Bailey Rittenberg, Livy Fosness, and Sarah Williams. Husky trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to tries to give to Williams. She's going to be tied up, and it's going to be Salem Springs ball this time on the arrow.
Yeah, that's not what you want to see from Mountain Home right there. You kind of got the ball and put the ball down below your waist and let Salem tie it up on you.
Yep. Shot clock is off as Jones is in the front court. 13 seconds left. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Husky. She's quickly back the other way, going in for a layup. She'll be fouled on the way up with 8.9 seconds left. She'll head to the free throw line for the first time tonight.
That's nine turnovers right now for Siloam Springs to Mountain Home zero.
Wow. Morgan Jones picks up her second personal foul. It's the second team foul here in the second quarter against the Lady Panthers. Husky's first free throw is up. No good. She has one more shoot. By the way, I mentioned Ferris coming in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home. She's a 5'7 junior. Second shot for Husky is up. She gets the second one, one of two, her first point of the night. 42-5, Mountain Home up, 8.9 seconds left as Keene will trigger the inbound pass. Throws a baseball pass to Prendergast, who just gets by her defender. It goes in for the easy layup. That was a good job by
it was. Great pass by Keene.
Yep. But 1 second left, Husky's going to try a three to beat the buzzer. It hits the side of the backboard, and that's the way the first half is going to end. Mountain Home will take a 35-point lead into the locker room.
Yeah, that's a great first half by the Lady Bombers. You know, anytime you start conference off with kind of an easy, I say easy win, but it's, you know, easy second half. We're going to get some people out of playing times, and it's going to be an awesome night for the Lady Bombers.
After two quarters of play, Mountain Home is up 42-7. We'll start the Central Heating Cooling Halftime Show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI.